Good morning, everyone. This is Wednesday morning, February 1st. I'm looking at a news article posted January 31st, 2012. The title is Alarmed and Saddened. Okay, let's figure out who's alarmed and saddened. Oh, it's Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is alarmed and saddened. So let's figure out what an organization that exists to make money through the killing of unborn babies is alarmed and saddened about. I mean, this should be of great concern to me. Who is it that is alarmed and saddened? What's going on here? Well, the Susan G. Komen, K-O-M-E-N, Susan G. Komen for Cures for Cancer, specifically breast cancer, has decided to stop funding Planned Parenthood. So that's what gets them alarmed and saddened. Funding. Funding gets them alarmed and saddened. The article is coming to us from World Magazine, and this is Pastor Sean Harris, and I want to share this with you. Here's today's news. The Komen Foundation is notifying Planned Parenthood officiates that it will not give them more money for breast cancer programs. Clearly, this does not reflect any change in Komen's attitude towards breast cancer. It does reflect a realization that contributions are fungible. Now, I'm not familiar with that word, so I had to look it up. F-U-N-G-I-B-L-E. Really, they're interchangeable. They're interchangeable. So that cash sent to one program is an aid to Planned Parenthood's money making abortion, and abortion is losing its mainstream support. All right, so what you have going on here, just so that I can unpack it for you a little bit, is that people are tracing money down. And so when someone calls me up on the telephone and says, would you like to give to the Susan G. Komen cancer research or breast cancer prevention program? And I say, sure, I'll be happy to give whatever, $20 a month or some contribution. And then somehow I stumble upon, or somebody does the research for me. And what I find is that this organization that I just gave money to has contributed $680,000 to Planned Parenthood. And suddenly I realized that a portion of my money has now went to subsidize abortions. Now, of course, Planned Parenthood would say, absolutely not, no way, that's not the case. But the fact of the matter is, the money goes to the same pool. And money that they receive from the Komen or any other organization, such as the federal government, is money that can go other directions. Let me remind you that Planned Parenthood is not a non-profit organization. Planned Parenthood is not a non-profit organization. So we've got a significant issue here when contributions given to a non-profit organization are then turned around and funneled back into a for-profit organization. In Fayetteville, North Carolina, we have a Planned Parenthood clinic. It's so unfortunate, but we do. It's on Yakin Road. It's behind the Fort Bragg Federal Credit Union. There it is, right there. It is a building that exists to, number one, make money through the killing of unborn babies. Let's make sure that there isn't a Christian alive today that thinks that Planned Parenthood is a legitimate organization to protect women's health. That is a cover. Be sure you understand that. That is a cover. That when you drive by a Planned Parenthood building, inside that building, babies are being killed. Babies that God knew before the foundation of the world. Babies that are known in the womb by God, formed by Him, knitted together by Him, are being aborted. Komen contributed $680,000 to Planned Parenthood last year. In the short run, Planned Parenthood can make up part of the difference. Its press release quoted Amy and Lee Fikes. Their family foundation has just granted Planned Parenthood $250,000 so it continue to put the real needs of women ahead of right-wing ideology. So that's what we've got going on here. Those of us that subscribe to the idea that there's a baby inside the womb of a mother that must be protected are right-wing ideologues. That's what we are. In fact, we really shouldn't even get to vote. We're a nuisance to the American future ideals of the liberal administration that's presently guiding the compass of America. Some of the right-wing ideology came from Life Decision International, right-wing ideology. That's what it is. This idea that a baby's life should be protected, or this idea that men and women should get married and have children, which includes the Komen Foundation on its boycott list of companies and organizations that support or collaborate with Planned Parenthood. Listen, please. Last month, Lifeway Christian Resources recalled pink Bibles it had sold because some of the money generated for Komen was being routed to Planned Parenthood. This is the reason why we've got to dig deeper. This is the reason why we've got to dig deeper and know where our money's going when we choose to give it to an organization. In its report Tuesday, the Associated Press quoted Komen spokesman Leslie Ann. She said, "The cutoff results from the charity's newly adopted criteria, barring grants to organizations under investigation by local, state, or federal authorities. According to Komen, this applies to Planned Parenthood because it is the focus of an inquiry launched by Representative Cliff Stearns, Republican of Florida, seeking to determine whether public money was improperly spent on abortions." That's reasonable. I would like to know if some of the federal money that I pay in taxes is going to Planned Parenthood, for I don't want a penny of it going. Of course, the reason many are not concerned about this is because roughly 47 or 48% of the federal or American citizens do not pay federal taxes. In fact, many of those that don't pay actually get a return. I don't mean that they get their money back. That's not what I mean. I mean they get more than what they paid in back. They might have paid $2,000 in taxes through their payroll deduction on a weekly or bi-monthly process, and then when they look on their bank statement, there is an electronic funds transfer from the U.S. Treasury of $2,500 because they received an earned income credit. That's where you actually get money back that you didn't even pay in. It's called wealth redistribution. And so this is why many are not even concerned about the $15 trillion debt. Many are not concerned about how taxpaying dollars end up in organizations like Planned Parenthood or National Public Radio or places where there is a clear ideology that guides that moral compass, and it is not neutral, it's not conservative, it is liberal in every way, shape, or form. And this is a classic example of a good organization that's seeking to prevent breast cancer, doing some research, and realizing it doesn't need to give another penny to an organization that attempts to make money by killing babies. Richards, president of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, said Stearns' probe is politically motivated. She expressed dismay that it had contributed to Komen's decision. Listen to this, please. "It's hard to understand how an organization with whom we share a mission of saving women's lives could have bowed to this kind of bullying. It's really hurtful." Let's be clear here. Planned Parenthood does not save women's lives. Hospitals save women's lives. Okay? If you are pregnant as a woman and you are struggling with the birth in such a way that it's going to cost your own life, there are hospitals there that are prepared to take the necessary actions to save your life. When you go into a Planned Parenthood clinic, you're not going in there in an ambulance. You're not going in there because paramedics have been called and 911 is driving you to a Planned Parenthood clinic to save your life. When you go into a Planned Parenthood clinic, you are learning how you can quietly put away this pregnancy that may be an inconvenience to your life. She says, it's really hurtful that this organization has bowed to this kind of bullying. There's a buzzword that's being used for everything nowadays. The author concludes, how about the unborn children who, as Dr. Nathanielson showed, silently scream, the mothers who feel that hurt for the rest of their lives.